Head. Hello, hello, hello. Today we have cards for May 22nd and 23rd, 22. And they are the Seven of Cups, the Queen of Cups, and Justice. Cosmic Justice is what comes to mind when I see the 11th, or 8th, depending on the deck, card of the Major Arcana in the cards. A quick search of the term, however, brought up a book on the subject, which seems to be more controversial than I have the time or energy for. Justice, a Libra, is known as the daughter of the Lord of Truth. A lot of cups today, and the queen of the suit herself is in today's position, that is, in the center, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio. We're advised to go deep today and check in with our feelings. With this many cups on the table, which correspond with and represent hearts, we could be speaking on matters of the heart. Can you find it in your heart to forgive someone or yourself? Luckily, in these cards, the unconditionally loving Queen of Cups bears a striking resemblance to Lady Justice, who holds her Libran scales in the left hand and her words of truth tempered with mercy in the form of her own sword in her right. On the After Tarot version of Justice, there are two humans kneeling before her who both seem to be begging for forgiveness, one in a rich-looking red robe trimmed in thick white ermine and wearing a gold crown, the other in a faded, ragged, bruise-colored cape. Both are equal in the eyes of cosmic or karmic justice. In the past is the Seven of Cups and of being overwhelmed by offers, options, and opportunities. It's one of the weirder cards and can literally mean hallucinations, dreams, wishful thinking, and visions. We usually see a human from the back trying to discern through all the fog on the card whether the contents of a surreal wall of gold cups are real or illusion. In one, we see a mask, but who is behind it? If we choose that gold cup, this is notoriously the all that glitters is not gold card. There is a castle. There is a wreath of laurels. This card in this position may have been a past mistake. The human of the After Tarot has chosen the pile of jewels from one of the cups, but now, clutching the cluster of what look to be stones and strings of beads or chains dripping from them, sees they're not real. The snake from the other, now empty cup, has wrapped itself around his waist and is hissing at us as if to keep us away. The Queen of Cups is the psychic queen. Every queen holds a symbol or the talisman of her suit, whether it be sword, wand, coin, or cup. But the Queen's Cup is quite an ornate piece of art when compared to the other usually gold cups of the deck. The Russian Tarot, the deck itself an educational showcase of Russian art, does not place the value of the cups in the metal, but in the skill and labor. Wooden cups are intricately carved and decorated with jewels. The Queen's own oversized cup looks more like a double-handled soup tureen or the Russian samovar. The Kabbalistic tarot identifies the vessel as the censer used to burn incense by the rabbis to close the Sabbath. Two angels form the handles of the vessel, a traditional detail so small I've never noticed it before. She looks down into the cup, looking contemplative, and it is said she is scrying, that is, seeing visions in a crystal ball mirror or simply the surface of water. While the Seven of Cups is a nice fantasy, on the After Tarot, the Queen of Cups has pulled a fish out of that cup, the way a magician would pull a rabbit out of a hat. Her throne is on a small island of colored stones surrounded by wavy, wobbly, blue, emotional water. She is an island of peace, love, and forgiveness. The human on the Seven of Cups of the past made some questionable choices. Our own judgment may have been clouded for some reason, but if there is a question or decision looming, as the Justice card may be suggesting, the Queen, the wife, mother, in a warm, loving voice would say, "Always follow your heart, dear," or "All is forgiven."